Temple Talks Malta.
Episode 27. Temple Talks to Sophie Nicholas, co-owner and co-manager of the Snop House.
This podcast is produced and hosted by the Temple Magazine team. I'm Mark Mason.
And I'm Susanna Hornby.
Welcome back to Temple Talks Malta. This is episode 27. And today we're really delighted to introduce you all to Sophie Nicholas, who is one of the partners of the Snop House. Hello, Sophie. A very warm welcome to you.
Good morning, Susanna. Thank you for your kind invitation to this Temple Talks Malta today.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. We've watched the Snop House develop, create and grow into something very beautiful and wonderful. I can't wait to talk to you about it. Sophie, you and Olivier originate from France, but you've chosen the Maltese Islands to come and live and work in. Tell us a little bit about the story behind that.
I think it's worth talking a little about my background. Mm. I am a business lawyer in Paris, specializing in banking law. And as such, I have had the opportunity in various leading law firms over the past 20 years to work on the financing of big projects, mm-hmm. mainly in infrastructure, utilities, transports, waste, mm-hmm. renewable energy. But it was time for me to look for a new life project mm-hmm. and show that there is another life after this damn lawyer's life. of negotiations, signing and closing. Mm-hmm. And my breathing through this dumb lawyer's life has been singing. I am a mezzo-soprano, family, and, you know, I don't know if you know that I am a grandmother of a little 2-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. Also gardening and olive trees farming in my house in Provence, mm-hmm. Where I love to entertain family and friends. And it is in Provence that I met Olivier.
Right. Okay.
Already started to establish in the Maltese Islands, mainly to escape from the active Persian medical and pharmaceutical world, but also to feed in his passion for the sea world and the Mediterranean history. Mm-hmm. And Olivier being established in Gozo, at first we've looked for a pied-à-terre on the main island, only to allow us to enjoy the social and cultural Maltese life. Mm-hmm. And while we were searching, we fell in love with this unique and charming historic and maritime atmosphere of three cities, and especially of Sanglia. As a granddaughter of a navy captain, I could not resist this magic. That's how was born the idea to buy this stone house in Sanglia mm-hmm. and to convert it into a unique hotel based on the dialogue between history and art creation, and to make this project the one of our 60s.
I think that's charming. I love that. Carry on.
you know, the refurbishment and the decoration of the Snop House have been an amazing sharing time between Olivia and myself. We've always in mind that this place should have a very special spirit. And so that's how we get to the Snop House. Mm. And I must say that I feel very excited to take over from Olivier to manage and develop the Snop House.
Mm-hmm. We've been to the Snop House, but quite a while ago, it was just finishing off. Just the finer details we'll be putting into place. Can you tell us about the Snop House and why it is such a unique establishment to come and stay in the heart of Sanglier?
Well, you know, Olivier is fascinated by the rich history of the Maltese Islands. Mm-hmm. And he has been, for me, an amazing revealer of the Maltese culture and history. I think he managed to inoculate me with the virus of his love of the Maltese Islands. And the south of Malta, and especially the Grand Harbour and all the surrounding cities, Valletta, Birgu, Bormlas, Sanglier, Kalkara, are just an invite to travels and discovery of this historical past, which is still so present. Mm. And to me, the south district is the south of Malta. There is something there you won't find in the northern district, which are much less respectful of its historic heritage. And the choice of Sanglia was also this wonderful challenge, first to bring this former social club alive and this fantastic walled city, but also to be part of the regeneration of Cotonera. And that it is in that framework that we designed the Snap House as a mix between my passion for the art of hospitality, Olivier's passion for contemporary art, and our love of the Maltese Islands.
You have managed to fuse this beautiful love for art that you have and contemporary art and your own culture beautifully mixes into the Cotonera surroundings, and you have created something very, very special.
Yeah, our goal was not to design the Snap House as an ordinary, luxury hotel, but to seek for another approach of hospitality with a true artistic and cultural scenography, but also with a real concern about comfort and details. And we also designed the hotel so that the guests have an easy dialogue with the other members of the team. They are all from Cotonera and well-trained to our requirements, and they have become true ambassadors of the Snap spirit today. You know, our wish underneath all of this is to give our guests the best experience of the Maltese culture and history, to get a taste of the French art of hospitality, chic and elegance, and to make them enjoying a lifestyle that I would sum up as a Maltese farniente with a French touch.
And you've done it perfectly.
Yeah, and if I refer to the comments left by our guest on the guest book, I think that our goal has been achieved.
We'd like to read that. We should talk about that later anyway. Okay, and when I come to the Snop House, I'm expecting this incredible fusion of cultures and history, and I get it. But can you tell us about some of the guest rooms? Because they are so cleverly done.
I like to say that we wanted to avoid a pseudo design, with lack of authenticity. Really wanted to create something very, very special and unique. And we wanted also that our guests do not suffer from what we had faced when traveling. What I mean here is staying in those hotels that have all the same design and furnishing and, very often designed without pragmatism. It's as if the designers had never stayed in hotels. For instance, it's very common that you need to place your toilet bag on the top of the toilet, or that you have nowhere to hang the towels, or that you can't find an international plug for your smartphone. And so the guest experience that the Snap House is rather unique. Indeed, there are original, as you know, pieces of art in every room. And all those pieces are immersing the guest into the Maltese heritage, its tree, its culture, its traditions. Even, I don't know if you noticed, but even our logo tells about the Phoenician and Neolithic Maltese past. I don't know if you had it in mind, but it is a mix between the spiral that you find in the megaliths and the Osiris Eye, which was a protection for sellers in the Phoenician tradition. This logo was especially created for us by a great French designer. What I was going to say is that every square meter of the Snap House is an invite to learning. The bedrooms, the traditional stairs, the patio, the breakfast room, the lobby, the library, and even our amazing terrace facing the Grand Arbor. We've just received an incredible sculpture of a large piece of blue stone by a French artist, Martin Holbeck. And I'm sure you would enjoy it.
Yeah, where is it going to be?
On the terrace.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
We aim at giving our guests, the keys for learning about and enjoying the Maltese Islands beauty and treasures. And they even can learn about the story of Mr. and Mrs. Snap.
And who are they?
And, and every sculpture, painting, drawing was either especially ordered from artists or picked up from our personal collection. And We carefully selected them in order to create, you know, interest and to trigger the guest's desire to know more about the Maltese Islands. I would say that it's like if our concierge service was those various artistic tours that we offer to our guests. And this is what makes the ADN of the Snop Out different from the others. So as you mentioned, I'd like to give you a couple of examples of those artistic tours.
Yeah, we'd love that, yes.
The Timuzo crow shoots illustrates perfectly the position of Malta, the crossing between marine routes and its estuary. And you can find in this room an incredible painting by Patrice Tantin, which celebrates Ulysses' Odyssey and the 7 years he spent with Calypso on Ramla Beach. You also find a group of seven sculptures, actually fishes, by Paul Riba, named the Migrants, which reminds that Malta has always been a crossing place. And you also find a very moving large drawing by Austin Camilleri, which illustrates this tragic migrant situation in the Mediterranean Sea. In other bedrooms, we are talking about megalithic temples and goodness, spirituality in Christian values, Maltese cross in Azidaber, for instance, and Azure window and Lamy stone, and lesson traditions in Mayon's bedroom. And the breakfast room is another example of a refined setting. And you can find in this room a group of ceramics by Paul Haber that reminds the variety of the archipelago scenery, seafloor and the Maltese landscapes. And you find also a sculpture by Eve Montaudoin, which is all about olive trees, and highlights the Gositan olive oils, which matches so well with the good Gositan cheese. So one stay at the Snop House is not enough to find out all about the Snop House. And we are happy to say that we have clients who come back to learn more. And finally, I would say that the Snop House opened 2 years ago. And I'm proud to say that last year, Booking.com rated us 9.8. We are very proud of that.
And so you should be. I mean, that's an incredible score, only being 2 years in. But I'm not surprised. We're really not surprised. I mean, it really is a truly awesome, for not finding a better word at the moment, experience. I mean, it really is cultural beyond belief. When your guests return, do they ask for the same suite that they stayed in before?
They like to try another experience.
Now, beside the Snop House, which I presume the main thrust of your 60s project, you have just opened up a new shop.
Yes, our original 60s project is now expanding, you know, to other areas. And you know, to me, food is a wonderful medium for sharing. And the breakfast we serve at the hotel is aimed at learning about the local products. And this has, you know, prompted us to go further on that way, because we consider that hospitality requires high-quality products. And we recently had the opportunity to rent a place just next door to the hotel. This place was renowned after World War II for its gingerbread. And the name of the shop at the time was Rendezvous. We have decided to bring alive this place and its history. And we have started up with our partner Le Grenier à Pain, a shop named Rendezvous by the Snop, in which we are going to sell quality French bakery, pastries and cakes. And with the pastry chef of Le Grenier à Pain, we have developed a couple of cakes by the Snop, which are especially designed and cooked for us.
Now that sounds like a very good idea.
And again, the concept here is to provide high-class products in coherence with our wish to push forward our signature by the Snop, but also coherent with our wish, you know, to contribute to the promotion of Sangria as a destination which deserves a stay. We plan to open the shop before the end of this year.
Super.
And you know, a move from lawyer's job to hospitality business is something that I have dreamed about for years. So I'm really excited about this new project.
No, it's just thrilling. And you've hit that particular market at a perfect time too, when there is such an explosion in interest in culture. For a discerned traveller who wants that, you really do meet all of those special requirements that a traveller like that would need. Now, we want to go back to talking about art, and particularly talking about Sinclair, and how Olivier is working on another part project of your 60s project. Can you tell us a little bit about what he's doing?
Yeah, of course. As you know, Olivier has a passion for contemporary art and has been involved in several cultural projects over the past year, including the Biennale for Contemporary Art in 2015 and various exhibitions either in Malta or in France of Maltese artists or French artists. Mm-hmm. And the most recent was French Ideal, which took place last summer. And, you know, Olivier's commitment is motivated by the desire to contribute to the development of cultural project in Malta. You know, culture generates jobs, revenues and skills, but also carries strong values, which have implication on identity and social cohesion. And Malta has really a role to play here. And with this in mind, we have recently entered into an agreement with the Kugou Grand Machina, the view to promote Sanglia as a cultural destination. Mm-hmm. The idea here is to have a program of 3 or 4 exhibitions each year, introduced under a common signature of the two hotels, a Sanglia Hotel Collection.
Lovely.
The exhibitions would be curated by Olivier and displayed in the entrance hall of the Kugou Grand Machina.
The entrance hall is incredibly impressive at the Kugou Grand Machina. It is beautifully lit and lends itself perfect to being a gallery.
And contemporary art will be one of the focus of these exhibition cycles, which are based on the dialogue between history, anthropology, and artistic creation. The approach, again, aims at stimulating the sensitivity and attention of visitors to the issues raised by the history, the culture, and traditions in Malta. And the first exhibition is titled El Ice Lace. And it's all about lace, and will show two famous artists, Austin Camilleri and Dominique Debert. And we really expect the opening to happen mid-September, subject, of course, to COVID restrictions.
Yes, of course. So that's coming soon. For anyone who's listening and they truly want to be inspired by, as we've just said, the history, the culture, and the mix of the French and the Maltese, it's all there to be had, and it's so exciting, and we're very privileged to have you here, and we look forward very much to visiting the gallery, and we look forward to very much coming back to the Snop House too, where we
you are welcome anytime.
Well, really, really interested in seeing this amazing bluestone sculpture. I can't wait to see it. It just sounds stunning.
Yeah.
Listen, Sophie, we could talk to you all day, but I appreciate we can't. So what we need to do is tell people where we can get to know the Snop House better. What is your website address?
The most convenient way is to book directly through our secure booking engine on our website, which is www.thesnophouse.com. And you can also follow us on our Facebook and LinkedIn pages.
Great. And Rendezvous by the Snop, you're hoping to open by the end of this year?
Yeah, right.
Super. Okay, Sophie, it's been wonderful to speak to you. And as I've just said, we could speak to you all day. We'd like to thank you very much for coming on to Temple Talks Malta. It's been, as I said, a privilege and fascinating to talk to you. So thank you.
Thank you, Susanna. Thank you very
much. Okay, see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.
To find out more about the Snop House, visit thesnophouse.com. You've been listening to the Temple Magazine podcast. Find us on Facebook or visit us at templemagazines.com.
And here's our disclaimer.
Temple Magazine will not be held responsible for any omissions or errors in its podcasts.
Temple's podcasts are produced purely for entertainment purposes. Views and opinions are that of our own or that of our guests.
Thank you to Airport Impressions for the use of their song Berlin, as used at the beginning of this podcast.